Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
No more pretending, 'cause now you're winning. Here's our beginning.
Wednesday. Wednesday, what's popping, everybody? February 5th, 2014. Your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa. That's a nice way to get started, Blurry Lines. That joint had me cook at the top of the show, all the way live from the DMV. He's driving tonight. Give it up, that dude, Say James. That was a nice start, bro.
What's crackalating?
Yes, sir. Nice start to the show.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get better with this thing here.
Yes, sir, you got it. She's hot. We're calling her Coco. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
What's popping, people? Yes, good start, Save James. TM was so crunk that he forgot who he was and couldn't get it out, but...
No. Yo, man, I had, like, a real, like, crazy day. I'm going to say productive, but just, like, crazy. You know, so, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you just got to deal with things. Regardless of what the fallout is, you know, so sometimes it's hard to avoid things. You know, you can only avoid things, but for so long before it becomes like even more of a problem because you never nipped it in the bud, right?
True.
So I had one of those days where it was like, okay, you know what? We just got to deal with this. And so I'm trying to, you know, come up with that plan to deal with it without flipping over tables.
Yeah, don't shake no tables. It ain't worth shaking.
Yo, son, wild out, B. Start throwing chairs. Get security in there on you.
I
love the word up. On the show.
Don't toss no tables. Don't listen to Save.
Wild out, son.
It's all good. I got self control. You know, I got discipline. I got Jesus and all of that.
Amen.
To keep me balanced. I said should keep me balanced. Should keep me balanced. Save. I'm trying not to wild out, brother. I'm trying not.
Mira,
to.
Listen. I'm gonna teach you some words in Spanish that you can use to go along with the good words that you're learning in your, you know, Spanish class.
Let's do it, Mama. Let's speak some Espanol. Save. Gonna drop another joint. We're gonna come back. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Hey. Tonight's topic is a wild one. Give it to him.
Our topic tonight is going to be the side chick. Comfortable being that, or are you not comfortable being that, and why? In the age of being Mary Jane and Scandal and everyone rooting for Olivia and for Mary Jane, we want to know what you think tonight. And is the side chick becoming more of a popular entity in today's relationship?
The side chick has been my friend in the past. God bless the side
chick.
Yeah,
amen to the truth. God bless him.
Man, get
past,
a Budweiser margarita for the thoughts, okay? Come on with that.
Hey, we'll be right back with TM Hyman Radio Live.
Not endorsing the
What's
side
up,
chick.
World? This is your girl, HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
Rock back. When the low, I used to holler at his homies. Ooh, now I'm about to ride him like a pony. Yeah, okay. Thug Polly, yo, come Polly. He wanna fat dolly and pop my. I hope your pockets got a motherfucker on pot Bali. Or is it that you never bow? John Sally, he had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, nah. It's a choice. Get the on H, put on W, mouth on open, on smother yo, on the cover top, L magazine. Vroom vroom vroom, get gasoline. Could I be your wife? Nah, we got bang though. I got these whips. Call me the Django.
Yes, we are that crew, that team, TM Hyman Radio Live, and we are back Hump Day Wednesday. It is 9:12 p.m. That was a little bit of Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj. They getting it right till they go and love some more, you know, or do some other things.
Love more.
But anywho, you're right. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the general himself, Save James. Madam CeeLo Boston is out there lurking in the shadows somewhere. Hopefully
she'll
have.
She's probably going to come down
right.
Here.
She's trying to get lucky. Hopefully we will have Dee Dee Willingham with our health and wellness segment tonight a little bit later on. But tonight's topic, the side chick. And I thought this would be an interesting topic tonight because, you know, being married, shows like Being Mary Jane on BET that's running currently, and, of course, everyone's favorite scandal with Kerry Washington playing the role of Olivia Pope. These two characters are real side chicks. Like, Olivia is the powerful side chick where the Mary Jane character, she's more subtle, I think, with hers, and she's less in a powerful role. She is in a prominent role, like she's out in the public eye as far as being in the media. But I think more people, male and female, it seems to me, are tending to gravitate more towards Olivia Pope's character because she's kind of the victim and the villain at the same time. You have to really watch Scandal to know where I'm going with it. But Olivia Pope's character is like the cleanup person for a fictional White House president and his staff or his cabinet. And she has fallen in love with the president. He mutually is in love with her. The president's wife is really evil, like, and just vindictive and very conniving. So I think because of that fact, so many people are rooting for Olivia to win, you know, the heart of the president and be able to ride off into the sunset, so to speak, with him. But when you measure that against reality and, you know, the role that the average, we'll call her, side chick plays, they don't really measure up. You know, so I think it seems to me, and just some of the conversations that I've heard with females who are side chicks, they're getting caught up in the fantasy of, I guess, what they're seeing in these roles with these characters. And they're not really... they're not being realistic.
I mean, are you giving the characters too much credit, though? I mean,
I don't think it
almost sounds as if we're blaming television and characters for people's infidelity
yes.
and fornication.
But the,
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, we before Olivia Pope, before Mary Jane,
we
I'm
had
thinking like back in high school. Back in high school, it was jumping off.
True. I mean, it was, but now it seems like side chicks are almost praised. And to answer your question, I'm not giving them by...
society. Society is praising them.
By society. Right. Where a lot of...
the standard now.
There you go. Took the words
right
out of my mouth.
No, I didn't get that clearly. What did you say?
I said it's becoming an acceptable standard now.
Yeah, but I mean, but is it really, or is it just that it's on a platform that, you know, I mean, I think we still have the ability to receive or reject. That's just like, you know, if somebody jumps off the bridge, are you following them? Just because something is in your face doesn't mean you have to accept it. So I think we're giving a little bit too much credit, you know, to television. However, again, we cannot deny it. It's undoubted. I mean, we cannot deny that we've been impacted by reality TV. I'm not saying that. But I'm thinking we still have the ability. Now, I get it. I get it, but I'm still thinking that it's about decisions. It comes down to decisions that we make. Is it because everybody else is prostituting? Is everybody going out and starting to prostitute just because it's popular? I don't think so.
That has a different magnitude. Look, I think that holds a different weight on it. Prostitution is like, you know, I guess the personification of, I don't want to say infidelity, but just the personification of using yourself, using your body for, you know, for what, you know, for whatever you can.
And
I think listen, now, I understand what you're saying. I'm not denying that that's the end result, the infidelity or using your body in, or for a woman to use her powers that she may have over, or seductive powers that she may have over a man, and vice versa, a man using his, you know, wit and skill, cunningness to get win a woman over when they're in both of those situations. What I'm saying is, when it's done in that fashion as the side piece, it's not the same as going out. It theoretically is, but it isn't the same as going out to solicit for that pleasure that you're seeking. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different type of atmosphere.
Mutual.
It's
mutual, not solicited. I get it.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying it's along the same lines. I guess morally, if you want to put it in that context, but at the end of the day, it's you all getting the same thing. And like I said, it's just the methodology to get to the end point is different. You're not soliciting, you're not paying for it, so to say, up front. You may pay later on down the road when y'all go out and do it. You know, not go out, but when, you know, you bring the liquor over, or she brings the trees over, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You may pay for it in that way, but outside of that, I mean, you know, it's just a mutual agreement, like you were saying.
No, I get it. It's 9:19. Tonight we're talking about, I mean, interesting topic, the comfortable side chick, or is she really? Hey, we want to hear your perspective. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Jump on it. Hey, women appear to be extra comfortable being the side item. Number two, why? We all have perspective, but I think it's going to get even more interesting. We'll be right back. We're the network. Real talk, real people, real times. Team Hummer Radio Live.
Masterminds. We're going to get this up. You know, whenever we link up, they think we come from outer space or something. Let's get this money. Woo! Mastermind. ROC. Double MG. Jay, I got it. Four stacks for the hills, I'm a beat. Car seat still smelling like 10 keys. Tell a plug that I'm looking for an increase. Wingstop fat boy, need a 10 piece. Say I tell your name in the car star. Switching lane to lane like Walmart. Sipping Bordeaux, out in Bordeaux. Has the lights flashing on the Bordeaux. Switch the Benzo for the Enzo. Back to the Benzo when the Enzo. Switch your O-O for my new dude. Come a new, dumb like a it. Think the game raw when I came in it. Getting money ever since I came in it. You couldn't stop me if you tried. Motherfucker, cause the devil is alive. Big whip. Rich, talking big. Double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, on the blow. 2 mil on that I-95. Bow your head cause it's time to pay tax. Competition want me dead or alive. Mother, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Tell me the truth. The devil is alive.
seen a 36 at 16. 100K for the 16. Stick dirty, but it's clean. My money going on the deep end. Dog, I have a milli for the weekend. Contract like a play defense. Curry's in the Maybach, back peeking. Not a matter for the car hop. Six trills for the cars in the car lot. Dope boys on the gold. Win gold 6 times for a gold, nigga. Black bottle in the bed. Club all money where the cash is. Dubai, I can do it like a sheep. Top blow, Virgin Khalid. Big whip. Rich, bitch, talking big. Double cup, go rich.
Woo.
Double up on the blow, $2 million on that I-95. Bow your head, cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Mother, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive.
I got a record.
The devil is alive.
Yeah.
Come alive.
Yeah.
The devil is alive.
Yes, I never fuck with your religion. Am I down with the devil? Come on, root, come on, missing. It's that Lucifer juice and that two cup he's sipping that juice, eh, baby. Welcome to the dark side. Could've got blacklist, but it white Jesus in my crock pot. Mixed with some soda. Now I'm black Jesus, turned water to wine, and all I had to do was turn it sober. Deep coast, winning that life, cheat code. Hating this nigga, hit your free throws. The devil try to hit me with the Rico. Them black people. Devil want these niggas to take their own kind. Gotta be the Illuminati if it's a shine. Oh, it can't be your knock. Oh, it gotta be the devil. That's it. You seen what I did to the stop and frisk. Brooklyn on them Barney's like we on the ground. Get the money to the hood, now we all win. Got that Barney's floor looking like a VIM. Black hoodie, black scully. Bravado like Mavado, boy, I'm that gully. Getting white money, but I'm still black. All these bullies claiming king, but I'm still black. King Hova, Mansa, Musa. From a lot of devil with a lie, I'm the truth, yeah.
Big whips. Rich, talking big. Double cup, go rich.
Woo.
Double up on the blow, $2 million on that I-95. Bow your head, cause it's time to pay tax. Opposition want me dead or alive. Mother, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. Come the truth. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. Come alive. The devil is alive.
Church.
Yeah, that was a chopped and screwed ending of Devil is a Lie. I'm lying. But the 917-889-3926 is the number to call. We are here with you holding it down for another hour and 35 minutes. Jump on it. It's the crew here, TM Hyman Radio, Lobby Boy Save James. He is TM Hyman, your hip-hop informer, as he likes to quote him, deem himself, which I can dig. And we have the madam, not the madam, but we have Lady Eloise, hot, mature, don't want no cream in my coffee, Sister Scott,
great chocolate.
Yes, I like being dark chocolate.
You know what I mean? It's just that type of chocolate that you eat, you get a headache. Aspirin, tastes like aspirin. That real cocoa.
Wait a minute. No, it don't cool. Taste like aspirin. Let's get it right.
Oh, it don't taste like aspirin.
Sure don't.
So you put that out there for the record, all right? But yeah, we here talking about the side chick, the number twos in our lives. Now, you know, side chicks can, they've been deemed side chicks because that's been the more popular vote to get, but I'll start off with the confession here. Confession is good for the soul. Since we're talking about side chicks or being or being side dudes. Yeah, my side chick experience probably hasn't been as lengthy as me being. I would say we're not called the side dude. We're called in the old school terms the other man. I was that dude a lot of times. Like, I kind of preyed on that, on those unsuspecting victims, and it worked for me because, you know, I'm not condoning this behavior by any means necessary or by any way, shape, or form. You know, it's up to each his own. But when I was young and, you know, feeling myself and I was getting the proper attention to feel that way, I went forward with it boldly. And I was very successful. I remember I had the one chick, not saying any names, I had this one chick who actually lived with her man. But she was over my crib at least four nights out the week. Ask me how, I don't know. But I wasn't asking no questions. I was just straight, bang, 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 bang. Ooh, daddy, please. I was straight on mine with that. And it worked out well. It worked out well.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it would be wow. Other chicks. No, I'm dead serious. It would be other chicks that, you know, I knew that they was involved with somebody, but they found something in me that they liked. And, you know, and my thing was I made women feel comfortable when they came over my crib. And once I got you feeling comfortable, once I knew the shoes came off and you, like, you know, sat up all the way at the headboard near my bed, I was like, oh, yeah, she's not going anywhere. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? She will eat some of this good food that I cooked and then, you know, fall asleep and wake up and, you know, what time it is. So, and that was the ebb and flow of it. And ladies, if y'all listening out there, don't get caught by that trick. Be smarter than that, because there's a lot of dudes out there that use that. But, yeah, that was my thing. I mean, I've had side chicks, but the thing about it was when I was in a committed relationship, I hardly did the side chick thing only because that's too much trouble to really worry about. I've always, when I was single, I had a rotation. It was never more than, I mean, it was never less than, I would say, 4 to 5 in the rotation. And I'm not trying to say this to, you know, pump myself up. I'm dead serious behind it. It was like literally like, you know, a rotation of 4 to 5 that I had at the minimum. And it worked well. It was a well-oiled machine until the money part started coming into play where, you know, everybody want to go out on you now because y'all been dealing with each other for a while and all that. And I ain't got no problem with that every so often. But, you know, 3-4 dates in 1 week all on you, you just kind of add up. You're not, you know, balling like that. And that was me. That was my life when I was running around stupid. Mr. General Sir over there, since we're cleansing the soul, and we want to save the best for last, because since this is about side chicks, we want to hear the female version of the actual act that has been taking place over and over again while we're glorifying and talking about it tonight. Let's hear what you got to say, sir. I'm curious to hear your experience with it.
Well, let's do this, because I think you just poured a lot out to the people, and so they need to absorb what you just poured out on them.
No, absolutely not.
So we can pause for the cause, come back, you know, so I don't feel like I have to rush through what I have to say.
Man, come on. You gotta give, you know, just...
He's trying to build a crescendo to his...
You see him, right? I'm not going for it.
Yeah.
Start somewhere. And leave us on the cliffhanger. How about that?
Well,
all right, he's being stubborn.
For the most part, I mean, again, I ain't proud of you. I mean, you just shit a lot. I can't say, I don't really know what to call it, because I guess I was the other man who had a side chick. Because, I mean, what is it when you kicking it with somebody who got somebody, but you got somebody? What that first of all is that's just like chaos, first of all, I'll say that.
Yeah.
That was my pattern.
Yeah.
And so, again, I don't want to go down that road because it's going to be a lot of conversing back and forth, and we've been talking for a while. So let's pause, come right back, and
all
I'll give
right,
my,
all right.
my perspective on being the other man who had a side chick. That sounds dramatic. It was. We'll be right back.
Don't be a thot, girl. Don't
world's,
be a thot.
World's famous. World's famous. You're now listening to
girl.
Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair. It's so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come on.
Your temper hit the ceiling. You know I want to talk to you.
Get him, please.
Oh, girl, come on.
Come
but the
on.
Name thing is a living.
Come on.
Cause
on.
I know this not giving.
Come on.
You know I got lots to do.
Oh, girl, come on.
I
come
know
on.
This party's pretty,
come on,
but
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone.
Oh, girl, come on.
So funny if you with me.
Come on,
know
come
I would fuck your pretty
yeah.
face to smile when I get home. And when we make love, you know it's gonna be amazing.
Cause you're my number one. Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me.
Never best.
Tell me how you love that. Number one can't put none above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Go.
Didn't I just tell you?
Go.
That you're my Cinderella.
Get
my dream only fits one side.
Come on.
Oh girl, come on.
Come on.
You know
girl,
I'd rather be
baby.
Where you are. You are my shining star. But last night. That just wasn't right.
Oh, girl, come on.
I know
come
this party's pretty,
come on,
but
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone. So funny if you with me.
Yeah.
Know
yeah.
I work for your pretty
face
to smile when I get home.
This part
and
right
when
right
they love me,
everybody say
number one.
Baby girl, you and me,
smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she. Me. Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number
it.
One can't put nothing above
hold
that.
Your
you deserve a verse from me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go.
Number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Oh. Tell me how you love that. Number one can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Yesterday I was half the man you see. Maybe that's because you the other half of me. You my number one hit on the line of the charts. I'm a FedEx, my lover, how you sign for my heart. From my number one eye, keep your dumb fly. It's fresh to death, you like after death. I resurrected my goal, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince while they jazzy jazz. And you don't be saying when they ask me questions. And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my space. You know some other I hate when they violate. Tonight, man, I ain't in the mood for it. Don't matter who wore it, you wore it. Look how you coordinated it. Man, that's my favorite. I love the way that it fits on you.
Yeah,
baby girl, that's on you.
Come on,
look how she get to me. She might be nothing to you, but she the to me. Yeah. Tell me how you love that.
Yeah.
Number one can't put nothing above
hold
that.
Your
you deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary.
Number one.
Come on, come
smash
on.
Smash it.
Come on, number
come
one.
On. Girl. Off the charts.
Get a
classic. Number one.
Come on.
Girl. Girl.
Come on, come on.
Dashing.
Number
come
one.
On. Girl. Girl. Hold your heart. And smash it.
Take 'em up.
Number one. Girl.
World's famous. World's famous. World's famous. World's famous.
I could never be your boyfriend, cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, we can be together.
a text or two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep it hush, girl. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go. 'Cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel. We could be there just for two of us. Girl, I love you 'cause you don't play.
Radio Live, a little bit of Kells right there with that number two. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the general himself, the hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Save James with his push-up shots and cape flapping in my damn face.
Yeah, damn right. Damn right.
If you'd like to advertise your business, product, or service here on T.M. Hyman Radio, please drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com and someone will contact you. Remember, we are real talk, real people, real time, and tonight our topic is the side chick. Are you comfortable? Are you over there? Are you ready? Are you good over there? Or Are you faking like you good over there? It's not really, you know, where you want to be at. Sabe posed the question earlier, or gave us a little bit of insight on his experience as not necessarily the side chick, but the side piece, and asked for our input as well. I can honestly say, yes, I have been a side chick once, maybe twice in my life. I was not comfortable there. It did not work at all for me because I don't like to share. I don't like to share knowingly or unknowingly or unexpectedly or any way, shape, form, or fashion. Like, I'm selfish when it comes to, you know, the relationship that I want to be in. So if I can't be number one, I don't want to play. I don't like that game. So that wasn't a spot that, you know, I felt comfortable in. Like, it was very it was an enlightening experience because it did teach me that's what I did not like. And it gave me insight as to what I was willing to put up with and what I wasn't willing to put up with. So, you know, I basically just chalked it up as a learning experience in somewhere that I never would want to be again. And, that was it.
Whatever. You ain't got no crazy stories or nothing of how the chick came home when y'all was trying to get dressed and nothing like that? Or
nah, nope. Nope, and even if I did, I would not be sharing it on TMI Radio 5.
Not that she's going to share.
Nope.
So, I mean, I'll pick back up, you know, from the break where, you know, for me, I was really processing everything that you were saying previously because I totally connected. And I'm like, man, I'm pretty much about to repeat a lot of what he said. But one thing, when you pretty much said the other dude is pretty much a good reference for you, I connected with that reference as the other dude. But at the same time, I think I was the other dude that still had a side chick because I think I had a, you know, what in our mind is our primary chick. I had one of those, but I still, you know, was the other dude to a couple chicks. You talked about that rotation. Most of us men connect with the term rotation.
Rotation.
Not saying it's positive, but in at some point in our lives, we've connected with a rotation. The good thing is I've matured. I've grown. Sabe is a married man. I haven't even grown to that level yet, but we've grown. And I think as teenagers and young adults, you should have experiences. You should wild out so that you can reflect. But when I reflect, I'm like, wow, what was I thinking? What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Straight up. I think, again, we converse to bring awareness, to have fun, to educate. To entertain, you know, clearly we can't point fingers, any of us. We can't judge any of us. But I think it's interesting as it relates to the point that reality TV has had an extreme impact on our culture. And the fact that the scandalous chick, the malicious chick, the damaging chick is the chick that's really, she's wearing the crown right now on cable television. And I think
that's definitely
sending a whacked-out message to a lot of people, not just kids. I think reinforcing the mindsets even of adults who was already, you know, on deep end. what do we do?
I mean, to me, it's opening a whole new realm box dungeon.
Nah, open it. Somebody open it. Yeah, open a new box. All right.
I mean, not figuratively and literally, but it's opening a can of worms. Where it's giving the side chick the idea that it's okay to be messy. And the messiness is, I mean, from the perspective of, you know, regular everyday people up to, you know, celebrities where, again, TM made the comment that social media is really taking, you know, the whole side chick idea to a whole nother level and giving them another avenue to create messiness. And it's almost acceptable now. It's almost expected now because of the different types and avenues that we have with social media now. And I think that's an unfortunate part of it. Not that it's right. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about how someone with a mistress didn't really have to worry years ago about, you know, it coming out the way that it's coming out in the media or in social media avenues now. You know, he said, you buy her a fur coat, you know, you pay her rent for a month or two, you know, you take her out, and, you know, she's fine.
Fur
but
coat?
Now, I mean,
what?
You know, he was an older G, so, you know, that's where the fur coat thing came from. Anywho, but now you do those things for, you know, the side chick, the thought, for so to speak, and I like that term. I'm sorry. I know that's ratchet and hood of me, but it makes me laugh. You do that for the side chick now these days, and they are still going to come up and blow your spot up. They're still going to come and knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning when you and, you know, your girl are chilling, or when you and wifey are all snuggled up, and, you know, she's still going to show up at your job or come to your wife's job and, you know, spill all the beans, basically. So it just seems like it used to be okay to have a side chick as long as she was playing her position. Her position is blurred right now. Like, she's taking her position and running with it. And it's different these days. So, you know, for those of you who like to play around and have a side chick, you got to know that the stakes are way higher now. You know, the game has changed. It's not the same.
Yeah, we got cell phones and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram
and camera
and
phones,
like,
and video and Vine.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Those are like nuclear weapons if in the wrong hands.
Absolutely.
Word.
Or just someone with an extra bold attitude that isn't afraid to come and use her mouthpiece, you know, and not for what the men would enjoy it for.
Hey, now you talking my language. I'm all in. I said mouthpiece, use her mouth. I'm all in. Go on.
Yeah, but trust me, you're not going to like what she's using it for, because she's going to be using it to blow your spot up at that point. So, you know, it's not a good look.
I guess.
I mean, and then you have the same instance where men are doing that too. You know, men aren't really too happy playing the sides either anymore. You know, you got one that's married, or she got a man, and, you know, you're trying to play a little bit on the side, and you're not getting the time that you deserve. I've seen some situations
I beg to differ. I'll raise the point, or I'll suggest that it will be less indicative of a man to be on that situation than a woman, only for the simple fact
we're
not in it for the emotional ties of it that may end up catching feelings and all of that, and none of that stuff. Now, I'm not saying that it's not possible for it to happen. I'm not saying that it can't happen, that it never will happen. What I'm saying is I know it happens. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that I'm led to believe that as more indicative of, I wouldn't say a female characteristic, but something that we will find more prominent in the female species versus the male. If we took everybody who was a side chick at one point, I think the numbers would tilt in the female perspective of people that may have caught feelings quicker, or, you know, who ended up in a fatal attraction or a more intense relationship than the male counterpart. Now, I'm not trying to say this in a chauvinistic or misogynistic way whatsoever, but
the fact remains that women tend to be more emotional than men when it comes to this kind of playground. You know, and your girl, Dee Dee, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, gave the scientific reason why. After y'all bust that nut, the oxytocins or whatever the word it was that's called, the endorphins that are released in the brain, make you guys more comfortable and, oh, man, I could really do this some more. Or, oh, man, this was just wonderful. So I think that kind of stuff plays into whether you have control over it or not more than it would be for the way the men is wired. And like I said, I'm talking from a scientific standpoint and from an experience standpoint. So,
you've been waiting to use that example for a love.
I've been sitting on this for about three weeks. Yeah.
Wait. Wow. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come right back on the other side of this and talk a little bit more about the phenomenon that has arisen here lately of the popularity of the side chick. Real talk, real people, real time. We are TM Harmon Radio Live. We'll be right back.
What's happening, family? It's your girl, Dee Dee, your health and wellness representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Harmon Radio Live.
Is lame and you know it now. When the real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at a basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutching running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that prime. This that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon. Your eyes and let the word paint a thousand pictures. One good girl is worth a thousand bitches. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
I wanna fuck you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, cake is most gonna mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. And hey, you know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But hey, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And hey, hey, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, hey, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your other sisters? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Hyman Radio Live. We are back. The general himself, T.M. Hyman. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James. And we are now joined by the lovely Dee Dee Willingham, who has our health and wellness segment tonight.
What's happening, TM family? How's everybody doing?
Dee Dee.
Hey, I hope y'all can hear me good. I had to, I needed some hands-free, and my regular Bluetooth isn't working, so I had to use a spare. So hopefully you and the world can hear me clearly. If not, I truly apologize, and let me apologize for not being here last weekend. Thank you for everybody holding me down. I was sick. I still am sick. Needless to say, I sound much better than I did last week because I sounded like Terrence last week. So, but again, thank you for joining us for tonight's Hump Day Health and Wellness segment. And I'm not sure how many of y'all are feeling like me, but tonight I really need to talk about this because right now I am stressed. And besides some other people that said, y'all talk about all this weight loss and resolutions for the beginning of the year, I'm stressed just from the holidays. I can relate stress to. So I just wanted to come on tonight real quickly to give you some tips to help, hopefully, help to relieve some of your stress or help to balance your life and your work to help bring down some stress. So a couple tips for you. Tip number one being build downtime into your schedule, meaning, excuse me, when you plan your week, make sure you schedule time for your family and friends and activities to help you recharge. If you have hobbies, make sure you plan that in. If you like going to watch basketball games or football games, plan that in. I know, you know, work keeps us extremely busy, and especially with the economy, of course we have to work them. You got to make that bread. Needless to say, you have to have that downtime so that you can recharge. That's something extremely important. The monotony of work and life every single day just stress you out just in itself. Something else that you can do is drop any activity that saps your time or energy, meaning if it doesn't add value to what you have going on or add value to your life as a whole to help you move in a forward progressive motion, then drop that activity. It's not going to provide you with any benefit. You want to do something that's going to provide you benefit, that's going to help keep your energy going, because I know by 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're tired. Everybody's tired. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're doing something, that you incorporate something in your regimen that helps give you energy and it's also going to benefit you. Another thing you can do is to rethink your errands when you're prioritizing. One thing I learned growing up, my mom used to do this all the time, and she had a to-do list. I know a lot of women have this to-do list. And what she taught me was, on her to-do list, she scheduled everything that was farthest away from home and that was first of all, it was top priority. And whatever was top priority, if it was the farthest thing from home, that's the first thing she did, because she worked her way back home and worked on what was in order of priority. So she took care of the biggest things first, and that way if she didn't get to the smallest things, it's okay, we can do it tomorrow. So make sure you're planning your errands by priority and that you can do it in order so you're not backtracking, running from home to this, to here, to that. So make sure you write it down, get a to-do list, and, of course, get moving. How else to relieve stress? Sometimes they say doing exercise or some type of activity can help you relieve stress as far as physical activity. Sometimes that's stressful in itself. You have, like, for instance, runners. I know a girlfriend of mine is planning to run the Shamrock Marathon. I'm sure she is extremely stressed right now in the gym trying to work on her timing for, you know, for this run. Needless to say, you still want to incorporate some type of exercise or physical activity into your regimen, because that will help with your cortisol levels. That's a hormone that helps with stress and helps control your stress, because the higher your cortisol levels are, that hormone is, the more that you'll eat, and that means more stress. So you might, again, incorporate some physical activity or exercise to help bring that down. Also, one last tip to help with the stress, and again, I'm going to incorporate all these things into my life because I need that balance right now. I'm going crazy. Remember that a little relaxation does go a long way. I know people say, I don't have time to slow down. Sleep is the cousin of death. I got too much to do. Needless to say, I just heard today they were singing this little rhyme, I mean this little song on TV, something 95120, and they were saying make sure you get 9 hours of sleep. I know I got the counting on the 24. If you take away 9, that leaves 13. And if you, and Corby, you listen, okay, I got to work for 8 of those, 13 that's left, and then I got 5. I don't care how you figure it out or what you do. You may not be able to get 9. The minimum you want to get is at least 6, maximum 9. But get your rest. Rest is extremely important. It keeps you level-headed. It gives you peace and joy. It keeps you from stress. And when you're clear-headed, when you're not all rattled because you haven't had any good sleep, when you're well-rested, everything flows better. You make better decisions. You're more focused. You have more energy. So the most important thing is to do is to get rest. Send the baby to her girlfriend house or to the babysitter. Tell your husband or your wife to go shopping or to leave the house. Just take a couple hours and take a nap or just have some me time. That's definitely what you need in order to help relieve that stress, and that's definitely what I'm going to do to help cut down on some of the stress I got going on right now. But, again, I want to thank you for listening to Hump Day Talk and Wellness Wednesdays. I greatly appreciate it. And I hope y'all have a great week. Thank you, TM Highness family.
Hey, you get a thumbs up talking about that nap. Now, see, I thought it was just because I was getting older that I felt like I needed a freaking nap. Thank you for making me feel better. Let's all just take a nap, reduce some stress. Let's just take a nap.
Yeah, let's do it.
Take a nap, baby. Take a nap.
Dee Willingham coming to you live out of VA tonight with your health and wellness segment. Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to keep it going. Hump day.
Nap time.
You don't even know it. You don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lips. You don't even know it. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. Getting up all right with me, you don't even know it. Got good with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't even know it. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't even know it. Hey, that monster truck, sits tall as oak, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, so I don't even pour it. Spent on song for it, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged in New York heart. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks gang, pick up Floyd. CVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lips, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. Getting up all right with me, you don't even know it. Got good with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't even know it. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't even know it.
Hey, listen, you need that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put me in the light, I'm a champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a battleship that I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you open, get whack. You ain't even know it. Your man about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lips, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. Getting up all right with me, you don't even know it. Got good with me right now, you don't even know it. $1 million watch, you don't need nothing. Got $1 million quick, you don't need nothing. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't need nothing. Got your chick with me right now, you don't need nothing. We turn up in the club, you don't need nothing. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't need nothing. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got some shit, big no English, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair, you don't even know it. Just a $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. And I'm all right with me, you don't even know it. Got the rest with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know it. Hey,
hey, 917-889-3926, number to dial, you know what it is. Calling away in with us, man. We here at TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman on that side. The mature, hot Miss Sister Scott, Lady Eloise, chocolate, 85% cocoa. On
dark
the other
chocolate.
Side, dark chocolate, son. 85% cocoa, B. You know what I'm saying? Check this fine print.
Crazy.
Your boy Dave James, you know, and you tell how we do over here. We're still talking about that side chick, man. And, you know,
hey, before we continue with the side chick, bro, listen, I don't know if this dude has totally lost his mind. If, I mean, because I'm thinking it's beyond a publicity stunt at this point. This dude is about to get deported. Justin Bieber, the dude, I think he owns G4. I believe he owns one. And so I'm speaking of a jet, my friends. For those who are like, well, what's that? He owns a jet.
Yeah.
It was reported this morning that the pilots of his jet, along with the stewardess, who was harassed and verbally abused by Bieber and his dad while on a flight, they were... They said they'll never fly for Bieber again. They had to put on oxygen masks because there was so much marijuana being
nice.
Put up air that they felt like they were going to catch contact. So the pilots, after asking Bieber to stop smoking on the plane, actually didn't land the plane but just put on gas masks or oxygen masks to keep from inhaling what was an abundance of marijuana smoke up in the air.
Wow.
Bieber's wilding, son.
He really is.
Bieber's wilding.
Bieber's on some real other, like, I think he's just, I can't even
what
say
is
he's
going on with this
tone. This is something that he's been doing the whole time. It has to be. It can't just be something that is just now happening. I think it's just something that he's getting caught doing now, and he's just being more reckless with it.
I think it's just something that he's probably been doing, like you said, but I think at this point in his life, where since he turned 18, he started hearing about this stuff. He hasn't been caring after that. You understand what I'm saying?
I think Selena Gomez had his feelings and he just wild out. That's what I think.
If he had a good side chick, he would have been right.
Lord. He probably does have a side chick, but why?
I'm pretty sure he has plenty. I'm pretty sure he has plenty.
I'm sure he does.
Wow. Good for him.
Not good
he
for
must
him.
Must be some good cheese. I'm saying. They didn't want to even inhale, like the contact. That must have been some fire, son.
Yeah, you know the pilot can't do that, son. Like, no. No.
Well, I mean, there's a petition that's actually out right now that has over 100,000 signatures on it, actually recommending that Justin Bieber be deported back to Canada.
Yeah.
But you know, the guy actually just recently faced some charges even in Canada.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Definitely.
I ain't know your name was going hard like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bieber, he's making Lindsay Lohan and Miley Cyrus look like Catholic schoolgirls.
Look like angels, yes.
Hey, you know them Catholic schoolgirls got something with them too, though. Can't say that.
True.
I'm just saying.
True.
I'm
and we got
saying.
A dope conversation coming up here shortly with this dude, St. James. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Y'all know what
Weigh
it is.
In, chime in, let us know what
what's good, world. This is St. James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. Everybody asks me why I'm falling out from ear to ear. You're the only one I need.
kitchen, please. Drive her all up the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to the club. Now my mascara running red, lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He's Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. So 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we ain't even gonna make it to this club.
Radio Live, your girl B, Blue Ivy's mama, Jay-Z's baby mama, and that is my joint right there, Partition, which totally convinced me to go and purchase that album. I was not interested in the least bit until I heard that track. So B, good job for bringing me on as a consumer. It's 10:20 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:20 p.m. out there on the West Coast. Like Madam Cito Boston says, everywhere in the middle, y'all got to figure it out. Joining me tonight is the general himself, the hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, your boy, Save James, on the wheels. Thank you for that song. I appreciate that, my dude. Dee Dee Willingham joined us a little earlier, and if you missed any part of the show, including our health and wellness segment, go back and check it out on the podcast about 5 minutes after we get off the air. And our topic tonight we continue with is the side chick. Are you there? Are you comfortable being there? Do you like being her? Do you like the drama that goes along with being a side chick? Tell us what you think. 917-889-3926. We still got a little while. You can weigh in. Let us know what's up.
Yeah, I wish somebody would call in and just really just tell us all the benefits of being a side chick.
Do you really believe that there are any benefits of being a side chick now these days? I mean, like
course,
I was saying, I had a conversation with someone these days.
Well, see, I think we may be approaching this thing one-sided because, I mean, please do not think that there aren't a multitude of side chicks who are comfortable and who are very intentional. Now, it might come from a whacked out place, but they are very intentional about what they're doing and it works for them. And I mean, I know a couple, and I think I would even know what they would say. There's no responsibility connected to being a side chick, and that works for them. That's what many of them would say. Now, is that an excuse? I don't know. But, I mean, it works for a lot of people, you know. And so to answer your question, yes, I think there are benefits. You know, it just depends on how you are approaching it.
I think that's a short
story. Ask your girl who got that fur coat if there's benefits.
And like I said, I think that's a short sale answer because the benefits short term may be good, but when you think about it long term and what you really want, like how long can you be comfortable not really getting what you're pretending to have?
It may not. I didn't say it can't. It's coming from a solid, you know, moral perspective.
I don't think the morality is
a moral perspective.
I think you're right. What did you say?
I was saying the moral perspective.
Or just
I'm not understanding.
The whole point wasn't saying that just because there are benefits that's right.
Okay.
From a solid moral perspective.
Okay, I get you.
I think side chicks are in denial because they're playing short-term relationships to get probably material benefits out of it or, you know, good wood benefits out of it, if you want to say. They really do want those things long-term. Like, you want him to be your man. He just can't be your man. So you're going to take him when he can be your man and act like he is your man for that short amount of time.
Oh, absolutely. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
The laugh is killing me.
Who would? Who would disagree with that?
I mean, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I
think it's short term.
I mean, most of these, I mean, at the end of the day, especially if you're with a married person, is no doubt short term unless you guys are just that good and that much in a routine that it's a feasible act, you know. And again, no, not condoning, not promoting, but I mean, if it's part of the routine and there's never any swaying in the routine, and both parties play to the, you know, are a team player, as one likes to so call it. That's what I like to call it. If you usually got somebody that's on board with everything and understand the situation, they're still with it. They're a team player. That's how the team assembles. But anyway, I digress. Once there's, like T said earlier, there's a mutual agreement, you know, there's no doubt that if it extends beyond the temporary realms, it's because it's become part of the routine and there's no ripples in the water. That's how the term affair came about. It's not just a fling anymore. This is something that you do continually, knowing what's going on, knowing both parties understand what their roles are. You know, and the affair thing, I think, was when both sides are married and they're just messing around. Am I accurate with that? Is that the old school term for that?
Yeah, but it doesn't even have to be when you're just married. It could be when it's a situation where the male party is saying, you know, for example, he likes his life the way it is. He, you know, he deems himself as single, but y'all can rock. But just know, you know, you're not the only one that he's rocking with. That's still playing the position of a quote-unquote a mistress or having an affair because the other chicks, they know that there's somebody else. They just don't know it's you.
My, you quoted that with such vigor and fervor. You've had experience with that, I think.
Relax.
I'm just saying. The passion behind the statement just drove me to believe otherwise. I'm sorry.
The passion was to bring understanding to my point, not necessarily to say that was my example.
Hey, man, I'm not judging, so don't look at me like that, okay? I'm not
judging. You're not judging, but you're not judging, but you're fishing, and your hook is.
What my man say, baby boy, what's that in there? Insinuating? Yeah, insinuating.
Your hook ain't got no bait on it.
Whatever, son. Anyway, I was just asking. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't know. I kind of beg the difference sometimes with that. You know, but that's just my position on it. You know, and that's just how I feel.
And you know, I think I see TM's point also where there are females out there that would say that there are a lot of benefits to being the side chick, you know, especially if you play the position that the side chick is meant to play. If you hold the secret down and keep everything straight and under wraps, you know, you stand to have a lot to gain from it, depending on, you know, the other person's financial status and their willingness to show their appreciation for you being the consummate quiet side chick.
Is that the diplomatic way of saying the pipe? That's the other benefit you're going to get?
Not necessarily the pipe.
Is that drilling?
There's rent to be paid,
that,
you know, games to be attended. You know, you might need a car note paid, you know, the latest Louboutins that came out, whatever your fancy is, you know, whatever the side chick is going for these days. I don't know what the going rate for side chick is these days. I don't know what the compensation is. So.
Inflation, man. They have to go for real.
We're in a recession, so it might have gone up.
I just miss the good old side chicks that just want to have a good time. You know, they understand and they just feeling you and your aura. And you make them laugh. What happened to those side chicks? What happened to just making them laugh and you scoring?
You paying the bill, you getting some hair done, you paying for shorty's tuition that's probably not even your kid. You know what I'm saying? You're helping out.
I wish I would.
Whatever.
Wish I would.
Whatever. It's 10:29 p.m. We're going to take a pause for the cause, and we are going to return on the other side with our adult conversation. We are that network, that crew, TM Hyman Radio Live. Real talk, real people, real time, always.
Look at my rings, I got the team tatted. Me stacking my cream, the only thing matted. Me whipping that, you know it's G status. Quarter key in the bag, just like a beef patty. When I'm in the spot, know it's straight cracking. Got your chain snatch acting like it ain't happening. Jig 'em with one at least eight pageants. Cartier cost your boy 80 carats. Black bottle boy, we could go to war. Start with 40 bottles, we can order more. Outgrew the safe money, wall to wall. My automus for ballers, none of y'all. Got real back in 98. Look around, look, fine weight. Park the Monte Carlo in the 7 tray. All white phantom, now we heavyweight. Talking money team, money a heavyweight. Money team, money a heavyweight. She never f***ed a nigga with straight commas. Then come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A. Bronner. Come right back like I'm A. Bronner.
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters, 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 my hitters,
jump. Got to do a slide like them killers in the 80s. All I gotta do is say it, ain't no real fan of maybes. I bust it. Yeah, that's just how mama raised me. Never really knew my daddy, so my brother had the game. Uptown native, all black Mercedes in my mother wrist worth four in the baby. Used to break them down daily like, you pay me. Now you're looking at the plug in self-made paper. On demand like I'm paying for the cable. Told the bitch this the mob, it ain't a motherfucking label. Trying to put $100,000 in the middle of my palm. I do it for the fools who can't even get a bond. Big dope dealer with a death sentence. Ain't snitch, kept a trill, that's a real. Tired, still tripping, trying to kill your rental. Got 99 problems, ain't this. and I'm strapped with some wood. Try to play in front of jungle, nothing but killers and wolves where I stay. Still a type to tell you that I could when I came. I'm good in the hood and I'm good at the bank.
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding that side all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, 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 my hitters.
Maybach music.
Rosé, humpy
rosé. Yeah, you gotta do a head fake.
Hump Day Wednesday, Ricky Rosé. Yo, it is 10:33 here on the East Coast, 7:33 on the West Coast. Thanks for rocking with us. It's inside the adult conversation half hour with that dude, Safe James.
Yo. Okay, I'm gonna get right to the point, man. I'm gonna jump right get to the chase. There's a supposedly a celebrity boxing match that's supposed to be shown with the infamous George Zimmerman versus.
No doubt.
At first, it was The Game, if I'm not mistaken. And then it changed to DMX. It was The Game, right? Okay, I'm making sure I'm not crazy. I read that it was The Game.
I don't know.
I mean, I really don't know. I'm not sure what stance he may have taken on, or if it was just a schedule conflict. Huh?
It seemed like a better fight.
I would believe so. I would believe so. I believe it would be a better fight, a more entertaining fight to look at. But at this point, it's currently a fight of George Zimmerman versus DMX. Now, we're not talking about the stop, drop, open up shop DMX from 97. We're not talking about the Romeo McBride DMX. We're not even talking about the belly version of DMX.
No.
Okay, so that whole thespian life that he was partaking in, it can't show up in here. This needs to be the school street, Yonkers, New York, home of the brave. I mean, slow bomb. Shout out to YO, Yonkers, Westchester County, 914, West Cheddar. Get it right, you know. This needs to be that version of DMX showing up, because if this thespian version of DMX shows up and gets that ass handed to him, I really have a tinge, it's a stench that I smell already amongst the black community. It'd be such a putrid odor that'll wreak havoc.
Say that word again.
Putrid. Look it up. If you don't have Google or a Webster's Dictionary app on your phone, you need to know what the word putrid means.
He meant that. Okay? He said that with conviction.
Yes. It'll be a wretched odor piercing to the nostrils. Of the black community.
I knew it stunk. Well, how he stressed it.
Yes, very much so.
That's
not gonna be a good look all the way around.
It's not gonna be a good look. You know what's gonna remind me of? I'm gonna jog your memory, and I'm gonna see how connected you guys were to, I'll say, pop culture, back in the late 90s. You guys remember when they had the celebrity boxing match on MTV with Sticky Fingers and that no-name white boy?
Oh,
and he got that ass whipped? Now, there was a song on Onyx's first album. I think I mentioned this last time. That Bust That Ass song.
Mm-hmm.
He bust that ass.
Right.
Okay. Go YouTube the song. If those that's listening never heard that song, go YouTube it.
Onyx,
back the F up. The song is called Bust That Ass. It's an interlude that was lasted about 30 seconds, and Frazier Star was singing, screaming, I'm a bust that ass! And everybody in the background was chiming, I'm a bust that ass! I'm a bust that ass! I'm a bust that ass! That's what happened to your man Sticky, B. Mr. Crazy. Mr. Hold the Gun to His Head on the album cover. Mr. Lazy Eye. The float, he had the floating eye to scare you.
Wow.
It's like, come on, B. This is going to trump that. Like, we don't want to see that. It's going to trump that.
I'm concerned at how George Zimmerman is considered a celebrity. Two, I'm furthermore concerned at the fact that this big announcement of the fight is being promoted during Black History Month around Trayvon Martin's birthday.
What kind of buffoonery is this, B? It's sickening.
It's buffoonery, man.
Stupid. Like, really. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, when you said it, I was like, oh, this is crazy. And,
yeah.
I mean, who is – he's making money off of killing – I mean, a little kid.
Killing a kid, man.
Lord, I'm going to have to ask you to forgive me because I hope I'm going to even pray almost that DMX beats
the top layer
of epidermis off of that man's body and pulls his eyeballs out of the socket and stomps on them and disintegrates them under his feet. Like, just, I have that much contempt for that man, just everything that he stands for. I can't with him. I can't.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I think
at the end of the day, that this is pretty. This is pretty. I'm gonna use a Mike Tyson word and say this is pretty ludicrous.
come on, Mike.
Think about it. First of all, Sabe, I think you raise a legitimate point. And I would even go to say it's like a 60% chance that DMX could get whooped by George Zimmerman.
I'll see you 60 and I'll raise you 65.
Zimmerman is going to have an opportunity. He's going to have an opportunity to really put forth his true aggression towards, somebody that looks like somebody he doesn't like at the end of the day. And he's put on weight, and you best believe he's conditioning for it. And so I don't think that we should underestimate this, ludicrous situation. And I think it's crazy that we're even talking about it. I mean, at the end of the day, because really it's perpetuating people to want to see it. And the crazy part is we want to see it. That's the crazy part. Now I ain't paying one single penny to see anything.
I wish I would.
You know what I'm saying?
I wish I would.
Computer.
So I'll catch it on the back end and listen to people who talk about it because I would never pay into something like that. But again, listen to what we're talking about. Somebody who got acquitted for killing a kid is considered to. The hot chocolate's point, a freaking celebrity. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
I'm not with
it. Yeah, I'm not paying for it. I'm going to stream it.
I'm not with it.
Watch it for somebody else that streams it. He won't get my money.
Right.
It'll be on YouTube sooner or later.
We're bringing awareness because there's probably a lot of people that didn't even notice. So we're here to bring awareness. But, who's the freaking promoter of this event? Who thought
that's
of
who
Bobby
needed their ass lit. That's who needed their ass lit.
Bobby Don King.
Unfortunately, whoever it was, is somewhat brilliant. because it was definitely something at the end of the day that people want to see, and advertisers would get behind because people want to see it.
I mean, true, but he still needs his ass.
Entertainment, B. Entertainment, man. Telling you, yo. It don't matter. Black or white don't matter no more as long as it all translates into green. That's the only color that be mattering, yo. Straight
you
up.
You have definitely said a mouthful right there.
Hey,
sure.
Hey, listen. She's been hanging out in the hallway, probably peeping through the window, watching us the whole time. She's finally crept in the studio only because somebody's talking about whipping some ass. That's why she came in.
That's
the
all.
Hey, welcome, Madam Sebo Boston, everybody.
Hey, you already know. Good afternoon in the morning time.
We speaking
hey.
Your language, huh, Kizzy? Whipping ass.
You talking my language now. You talking my language. Yes. But you know what? They got a petition. The people are there trying to petition George Zimmerman getting any money off of this celebrity fight.
You don't need to. You don't need to get nothing but an ass whipping.
Exactly. I think that, you know what, though, but I think it's a dangerous move for him because he really is putting himself out there in the open, you know, and, yeah, you know, we've seen it time and time again throughout history where people will take stuff into their own hands when they don't feel like, you know, justice has been served. So I don't know if that's a smart move for him or maybe, you know, he thinks he will become a celebrity after this. He's going to be hurt after this. I do know that.
Man, he's already a celebrity. To some, he's already a celebrity.
I don't need to fight no more.
I hope the promoter has good security around because Boston's right. Otherwise, you know,
it's
going to
be
a vigilante situation.
But where is this happening? Where is it going down?
I
Florida?
Guess
no, I was playing. I don't know.
Not in Florida.
Going to
be in Plant City.
Still coming together.
I hate you.
They're still coming together, though, because they're still trying to have, you know, other fighters, you know, other fights take place as well. But they haven't said where they locked it in at yet. But
if it's going to be a fight, it shouldn't even be boxing. It should be UFC style.
Hold on. First of all, hold on. He was already MMA trained, right? So that's right up
his
alley.
That's what they've said, yeah. That's what they've said.
Yeah, so then he'll show for the people who didn't believe that it was possible for this, you know, man to be so violent. They'll get to see.
I want to see if he can defeat the move that, you know, God rest his soul, Trayvon flipped around on him to supposedly get him in a position to be banging his head in the ground.
Right. I mean, you know, listen, there have been some hellacious fights, but what's not going to happen is, no, you're going to be banging me upside my head in the middle of, at night in the rain? Come on, man. Anyway, I think that, I don't think he deserves the label even close to celebrity. But then again, what is the definition, the true definition of celebrity? You know, is it just the fact that over, what, a certain amount of people know who you are? That makes you a celebrity? You know, what's the threshold?
Yeah, well, he accomplished that one. That's an
right.
easy one.
You know,
we'll say one. In his mind, he's a celebrity in his own mind, not in anyone else's.
Well, you know,
like I said, he is a celebrity to some folks who believe in his actions and believe that was a proper outcome and feel that justice was served. To that population, he is a poster boy, promise you.
I mean, I suppose, to those fools that...
To that ignorant bunch, yes. To those that believe it's okay to kill a child, yes. He's a poster child.
I mean, for sure they're going to have stories about him for the rest of, you know, until the media, you know, bursts into flames. They're going to talk about him, you know. He's going to be infamous. I mean, look at, what is it, Bonnie and Clyde. People are still trying to emulate those people, and they were nutballs, and they died. But, you know, hey, live by the gun, you die by the gun. Is that what that is?
That's what I know.
Well, you didn't took the phrase and made it real hood, so that's what it's going to be. Live by the gun, you die by the gun.
No conductor on the Underground Railroad, remember that.
Hey, I'm only white on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Watch out.
I'm white on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hey, we be right back, everybody. It's TMI Radio Live. Wow, you're crazy.
Who's crazy right here?
Yo, give me some fries and an extra large. Hurry up, I'm late for this meeting, I gotta I'm in the McDonald's drive through, about to roll up the got a piece so bad, I'm doing the Harlem I was rolling my blunt and seen my side mirror. Thought it was my speakers, then I seen this body. Man, I'm on probation, motherfucker, I'm about to them fries and that. Thought earthquakes was the only thing that you can get your ass popped over the way the dice. I brought Dre to the hood, the driver was ready to guess he ain't never seen a real blood hand or a crack fiend walking down the block with that. Everybody got a family member with that that'll come through and steal your TV and this. Man, that TV, cause Channel 9 used to couldn't watch Magic Johnson give Isaiah that. Now I got a plasma on the wall, that don't. But this in my bed got them double D's that, and the F like Trina when I smack it. That's why I like it dog style, cause you can see this. Neighbors hitting on the ceiling cause I make the bed. Landlords say I make too much noise, I gotta. Oh, my baby mama calling, you gotta. We was about to get it on to that Khalees milk. I gotta hit it one more time before I'ma this until her knees starts it. Facing the pillow, up, let me see you. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it. Me and 50 ain't agree on so I had to. Ain't no telling what he putting in that protein. Seen the candy shop video, look at this. And that's the same that made this Young Buck. I'm surprised Lloyd Banks and Yayo didn't. Wasn't selling no records, Jimmy Iovine said. Only Black Eyed Peas making the white folks. I drop off my album to make the whole building. Hit the valet, grab my Ferrari then. This the automatic stunt. My keys don't, unless they headed out of town when the Greyhound going down to Miami with palm trees. She see the cops, she know to drop that Louis baggin'. Why you calling my phone? You know the routine. Bitch, lost my bricks, my pimp hand boxes. Make my money back, even if you gotta. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it. What your mama gave you, like that. What your mama gave you, throw it back now. What your mama gave you, let the world see it.
Oh, man, whoa, I'm watching. Oh, man. Yo, this is Cool and Dre, man. We call it. Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was The Game with Shake. And look, it is Hump Day Wednesday. We only got a few minutes left in the game. We will take y'all out on Friday. Thank you for joining us. And look, I'm on the second leg of the Underground Railroad. Y'all catch me on my way back up. Yo. let me
know. No doubt.
Wait, no
much
doubt,
love
though.
To you. Safe travels. Make sure y'all stay close.
Be careful.
Hey, when this is all over, we are going on an award tour. Yes, sir.
No doubt. Hey, 917-889-3926, the number if you want to get in before we get up out of here. Again, back Friday, 9 p.m., do it all again. Only for an hour, though, Friday Night Cypher, inside the Friday Night Cypher. I don't know what I just said.
Yeah, we only rock for an hour to give y'all time to get you amped up so you can hit the streets and enjoy yourself for the weekend, you know.
Yes, your pregame hey, show for Friday night.
What's
exactly.
What's the
date on the
Zimmerman thing?
Again, pending.
They didn't give a definite date on it, did it?
No, okay. Not yet. They haven't locked in a location nor a date yet. But as soon as I get that information, I'll definitely
know. They know if it's in the wrong hood, they're going to tear that joint up.
What? I'm trying to tell you to have more security than if the president was coming through, yo.
I say have it out in Compton, California.
Oh boy. Is that like martial law out there?
Oh boy.
They better watch.
Ain't gonna last long.
Yeah.
Damn train.
He ain't gonna last long at all.
What?
Boy, ain't gonna last long.
Boy, he like step off the plane and that's it. They be like fights over. What?
Compton gets my vote for sure.
Have it in the middle of the hood in the Bronx. That's where you have it.
Have it in
how
Norfolk.
Summertime.
How about Huntersville?
There you go.
Barad Park. We had a hood fest. Come on, there, do that.
There's
no real date on it. I'm looking at it right now. It's just saying that it's been set that DMX is going to do it instead of Game.
DMX.
Yeah. You just found that out? Yeah. There used to be. It was a Game at first. Yeah. And DMX. Let me read this over real quick.
We're going to flip the script and not give him no more press on this program. We're going to flip the script and get Madam CeeLo Boston's perspective on the side chick. Have you ever been a side chick? Have you ever been the victim of a side chick, Boston? Hit us. We got a few minutes left in the game.
Okay. That's a very interesting question. You know what? I think one time I was a side chick. I just didn't know it.
Didn't even know it.
I didn't, because you know what? I was too nonchalant as well. So, like, it's like you would have thought I didn't even care. But I hurt my feelings. But he was dealing with me. The guy was dealing with me and another chick at the same time, but he worked out of town a lot. So when he would be with me.
Hey, that's that rotation, Sabe. That's that rotation.
It works, man. It worked until I got nosy.
Everybody works out of town sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I bet. No, he did construction.
I bet he did.
It was construction, all right. Yeah.
Guess what? It wasn't good enough to fight over, I tell you that.
Whatever. He was tearing something down. You was stuck in the round. He was tearing something down at that.
Listen, I tell you what. I'll say this, that young man, he did end up getting married and didn't even marry the woman that he was cheating with. So, you know, I thought that was sad. But, hey, whatever.
Hey, so he was also... maybe not the other man, but I'm thinking he was the other man with a side chick.
Right. It was like, what? It was really weird. Like, I met his family the whole nine. Everybody knew who I was. Like, it wasn't like
a... Oh, snap.
Right. It wasn't like I was in the dark and, you know, I only saw him on...
Yeah, oh,
no.
Snap.
His father called him Sunshine. Come on. When your father call your chick Sunshine? For real? Come on.
Oh.
Damn, you that light skin?
Huh? Was he?
You that light skin? Damn.
Yes, I am. But that's not really why they call me Sunshine.
Oh, please. Give me a break.
Right now.
Hey,
promote it, why don't you?
So, let's get up out of here on that note. Let's get up out of here. Take us home.
Hey, all my hoes is honest. I said that out.
Ooh. Right.
Oh, my gosh. I love y'all. Yo, y'all check us out on Friday, for real. Look, this is, I'm sorry for checking in so late, but, you know, I don't get a lot of signal during the Underground Railroad trip. So, I got it. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, only got a little
just,
fun left.
Just in time, just in time.
Yes. Hey, I'm trying
just,
to go. Good night.
We're about 9 p.m. Friday. Take us home.
Hey, I just got one thing to say. If you got a fur coat and you stand at a bus stop waiting for a bus, you need your ass beat. Straight up.
Oh, God. Get your life.
Please.
Oh, God.
You get your priorities straight.
Pay your bills, then get your sneakers. Okay? Like, do that.
We are that crazy live crew, T.M. Hyman Radio. He is the general, the hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. I am your girl. Hot, dark, sweet chocolate. He is Dave James. She is Madam Boston. The beautiful and talented and knowledgeable Dee Dee Willingham and Toya as well, our A&R representative and Grammy Award-winning producer. Tamir the Raid, the Maven, what is he? He keeps changing his Nokia. He keeps changing his name on Instagram and on Twitter and on Tamir. Nokia. Drew Hill. We love him. Come back soon. Yeah. We'll see you on Friday.
Shout out to Black Angel.
Your ass beat.
Black Angel, damn.
Bomb a plant, shoot the bonfire, man.
Baby girl, you will never not to know that. You may tell me that whenever. Come with love on up forever. Step up for that in the area. Step me some your team, them out there. I love the girls, them forever. But I let love go, people let the love stay. But I let the love keep on shining bright along the way. Rock them up in Mr. Cassie, all the girls, them DJ. I said, Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. Buffy, Dolly, show me, Dolly, my baby. I'm Mr. Dolly, Mr. Dolly, my Mary. I'm Mr. Dolly, my lady. I said, she love me and she driving me crazy. I said she love me and she driving me crazy. It's a little way to spot Philip and Ross and Johnny. And when she spots to Mr. Cat and Dolly Pumpy. The girl that tells me say she want the milk and the honey. She come to the place and hold the general and get the honey. So Mr. Cat, you are my one and my only. She said that life is when you're driving me crazy. Oh baby girl, you know I love you madly. I said I love it like all the fish, them just a swimming on the sea. And I love it like all the pocket money, love some money. And I love it like all the clips, I know it love a baby. They call all the girls to leave and they should go across the sea. No matter, baby girl, you want me, wanna know me. Cause you're my dolly, you're my dolly, oh baby.